Numbers.
Good evening, I'm Jacob Reimer. The Ohio State basketball team came up just short in their second half comeback today against TCU in the NCAA tournament. They fell to the Horned Frogs 66-64, ending their 2026 season. John Moby Jr. led the team in scoring with 15 points. Bruce Thornton finished with 10 points in his last game in a Buckeye uniform. Other NCAA tournament games that have gone final, Duke squeaked by 16-seeded Siena 71-65. They'll play TCU on Saturday. 12-seeded High Point upset Wisconsin 83-82. And Nebraska beat Troy 76-47 for their first NCAA tournament win in school history. On the ice tonight, the Blue Jackets go for their third win in a row, hosting the New York Rangers. Face-off is at 7 o'clock right here on The Fan. This update is sponsored by High Bank Distillery Co. Locally inspired dishes and award-winning cocktails. Visit highbankco.com to make your reservation. Dine, drink, distill at High Bank. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
It up for Ohio State.
You've waited all day for this.
So let that team stand away.
He's going to take it to the house. 85 yards. Down the right side going. Devin Smith got it at the 5 and into the end zone. Touchdown.
The one show that's nothing but the Buckeyes.
Oh! Brad Rucker for the touchdown. Kraft shoots it high on the right for 3. Yes!
This is the Buckeye Show.
Off and rolling here on a Thursday. I am Brandon Beam hanging out with our guy Jacob Reimer here this evening. Quickie tonight. We'll get you out to Nationwide Arena. Blue Jackets and Rangers coming up at 6:30 this evening. Face-off will be at 7 o'clock. Reimer, happy Thursday to you, buddy. I know you've not left the studio all day. I was able to get outside a little bit after we signed off from the post-game. Drove around a little bit, just thinking some things after Ohio State season. Comes to an end by the hands of TCU today. And I'm thinking, Reimer, the only thing that I can think about is how Ohio State had 4.3 seconds left in the clock, and the best thing that they were able to do was get a half-court heave-up from Bruce Thornton. It's not the situation, it's not the shot that you wanted, and I'm sure that Bruce is going to be thinking about that. I'm sure that Jake Diebler and that coaching staff is going to be thinking about that for a while now. But listen, man, you got to eat it. You got to go on. You got to give credit to Jamie Dixon and company because they drew up a terrific last set. There are 34 seconds left on the clock. What did they do? They killed the entire clock. They got it down low. They got a great look to the basket. Amari Bynum was in a tough situation defensively, and unfortunately, Ohio State could not get a shot off. Listen, it's March Madness. Things happen. Ohio State, I think they did some great things to get back into that game because it could have easily wilted away. They didn't. They showed great fight. But at the end of the day, 67 teams are going to be mad. Only one team's going to be happy when you come to the end of the dance. But the thing that I just keep thinking about is there's 4.3 seconds left. That cannot be the shot that you get to end the game. Just can't let it happen.
I mean, Evan Turner took two dribbles in 2 seconds to get a half court shot off. I think he was inside half court.
Yeah.
But like I've been seeing around on social media, like clips going around of like the Chris Jenkins shot, which of course is giving me PTSD, but there was 4.7 seconds left. I know it's 0.4 seconds longer, but it's also different personnel. Who are you going to give the ball to in a Chris Jenkins spot? Like maybe I could have seen something where you get Bruce Thornton the ball like around the free throw line extended on going down with some momentum, and then maybe you're setting a down screen for Mobley to come up and he steps into a three or something like that. But I'm with you. There's still a lot of time. I like to think that when there's 4.3 seconds left, you get at least at most four dribbles, and then you have to get a shot off. And like TCU, they defended it well. They were defending well all the entire game, where they kind of then picked up their pressure a little bit. They knew Bruce was going to get the ball, and they just wanted to make it difficult on him and not get the cleanest look that he could possibly get.
Yeah, it did, right? I mean, Ohio State outshot him 42% from the field. TCU was at 40%. We talked about going into this game, turnovers and rebounds would be the one thing to keep Ohio State in this game. Now, TCU out-rebounded you by six. The turnovers were the same. Both teams, I thought, were very good with their ball control. Ohio State maybe a little loose with it in the first half, but in the second half, they really turned it down and were very good with the basketball. Again, Ohio State losing that game 66-64. Another big piece of this game, TCU, when it mattered down the stretch, they were 3-for-3 with their last three field goals. Ohio State 1-for-7 in their last seven attempts at the basket. I thought Devin Royal made a couple of huge free throws to tie the game. TCU hit a big-time three-point shot. Bruce Thornton hit a huge three-point shot to tie the game back up with 34 seconds. You needed a stop. You couldn't get it. Again, Jamie Dixon and company, great offensive set that they ran to be able to get a look right underneath the basket. And I'm sure that their bailout plan was, all right, well, if he doesn't make the shot, then what's going to happen? We're going to get fouled. We're going to go to the free throw line, and we'll see what happens from there. But again, tough fight from Ohio State. But I know that program and everybody inside of that building right now, whether they're flying back or taking their time getting back here to Columbus, I know that one doesn't feel good because you fought so hard to get back into the game. And maybe by the time that the waning seconds were coming to a close, maybe they ran out of gas. They're not going to say that, but they did expend a lot of energy to get their way back into the game, especially against a TCU team that is very good defensively and kind of clamped them down in the closing minutes.
Well, and I was just looking here back at the game track, and Amari Bynum had that monster and one dunk with 5.5 minutes left in the game, and that gave Ohio State a 4-point lead. And they didn't make another field goal. They hit some free throws, but they didn't make another field goal to the Bruce three. So they went 5 minutes without making a made field goal. And when you're in a comeback like that, like you still got to find a way. Like you can still like stall out the possessions and work to get the best look possible and get something at the rim. Get an open shot for Mobley or for Bruce coming off a screen, but still executing to get the best look possible. And I feel like they didn't do that down the stretch, and that's where TCU kind of then gave that last final push. Ohio State used all their energy to get back into it, and then TCU just closed with the final push there.
Yeah, if you hadn't watched any TCU basketball, you can see why they've won 9 out of their last 11 games, right? I mean, you can see that's a very good team. They will now take Duke. Play Duke on Saturday, who had quite the scare against Siena in Greenville. So we'll see what happens coming up on Saturday. We got all kinds of NCAA tournament stuff going on right now. Just, you know, it's so immediate when it happens. The season comes to a close. Like even last week, last Friday, when we did the postgame show and we were on here talking about this Ohio State season, there's always something to look forward to. You know, it's like, all right, well, now Ohio State's in the NCAA tournament. They're playing like one of the best teams in the country. And Bruce Thornton and his first experience in this, and John Mobley Jr., Devin Royal, their first experiences in the NCAA tournament. And then you look forward to it, and then poof, like all of a sudden in 2 hours, all the way from noon to 2:30, and then it's gone. And you feel like it's like, I don't want to do a what's coming up next year for Ohio State show. The way that college basketball is right now, you can't do that. You have no clue what this roster is going to look like, even though that you had John Mobley Jr. and Amari Bynum sitting up at the podium saying, we're going to get shots up. You know, we expect to be back here in next season. And this is going to be added motivation. Like you have no idea in this world in college basketball what the roster is even going to look like next year. It's so unfortunate for Bruce, because all-time leading scorer for Ohio State, 500 rebounds, 500 plus assists, one of the all-time greats, right? Yeah. Like living legend for Ohio State basketball history. And unfortunately, at least for the next couple of weeks until something else crazy happens in the NCAA tournament, what you're going to remember, at least for me, Reimer, today, is that, man, those last 4 seconds, can we not get a better look? And obviously, that's not what Bruce is going to be remembered for in his career. But today, it's the overwhelming, purveying thought to me is you gotta get a better look at that.
I did think that it was cool that Bruce got the very first points of the tournament then with that three to begin the game. But to your point, like, yeah, it does kind of stink. Like I would have rather of them like been playing later in the day, because we can then kind of take in all the action that's going on. Instead, they were the very first game of the day, was an awesome game, ended up being a classic and kind of previewing what could be to come for the rest of the NCAA tournament. And now we just have to sit here and be like, yeah, it's done.
I know it stinks, right?
It's over with. Like that was fun, and all the run to get here was great. And yeah, now it's like, okay, it's the first day, it's the first game, and now it's over with.
I'll be watching the rest of the night. You will be watching too.
Yes.
But it kind of puts a dampening on your mood.
Yeah, absolutely.
If that were to happen tomorrow, it's like, okay, you got a whole day of craziness and mayhem that transpired. Be like, okay, season's over. At least you got a day. Not to say that I'm disinterested at all in the NCAA tournament moving forward, but now I'm just kind of, I'm blasé about the situation. Like, I don't care who wins. I mean, Wisconsin and High Point was a crazy game.
Oh my gosh.
I'm sitting in there cutting Jake Diebler sound. Like, I don't really care about this. I can't get up. I can't get down about anything. Reimer Sienna was up on Duke. I'm like, all right, well, who cares?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. I was kind of depressed here this afternoon. That's why I had to go on a drive. It's beautiful outside.
It does feel real nice.
65 degrees. It's sunny. Everybody's walking around having a great time. I'm like, I feel like there's a rain cloud over my head.
it does stink. Like, I was trying to, like, kind of then, I guess, use my attention to watch all of the games and maybe like draw my sadness from it. But I'm sure tonight, once the games go final and we get into the morning tomorrow, I'll be like, dang, yeah, like there's no more basketball at Bruce Thornton. And it really stinks to think that and feel that way, that we're already here. And it's just done, man. It happened so fast. Like we were here for the post game and I'm sitting here listening to Paul and Ron, and it's like it just happened snow quick at the snap of a finger, and you're done. The season's over with. Bruce Thornton's career is done at Ohio State, and here we are now, like now looking ahead to next season.
I
big
feel
off
like
season.
We were just doing the exhibition game against OU just a couple of weeks
this
ago.
This season really has gone by
it
so
has.
Quick.
And I don't know if that's because, you know, we were in here having such a great time.
We just
like,
gave
doing
up 100
the games
points
together.
To IU Indy last week.
Yeah, I know, right? Like, oh man, IU Indy's going to be a great at-large team for the NCAA tournament. It turns out that they were not a very good team, all right? In the Horizon League, they finished bottom of the barrel. But yeah, it's so hard to comprehend that this season is already over and in the blink of an eye, right? It's just done. Like Bruce Thornton is gone. Now you got to talk about rebuilding. What does this coaching staff look like? What does this roster look like? Yeah. NIL dollars, transfer portal. Like it's just, there's so much to get to in the off season. And really for that coaching staff over there at the shot inside of the Ohio State men's basketball program, I mean, there's no rest, like no rest at all.
Well, and like we had talked about all season long, like it was important to bring back the core of Bruce Thornton, John Mumba Jr. and Devin Royal. And outside of that, it was completely new. Like, I mean, you still like Taysom Chapman returned, but like
he hadn't played.
You didn't know what you were going to get from him. Yvonne Nagovin, you like
hadn't played.
What kind of step were you going to be getting from him? And now it's, yeah, like this with the changing landscape of college athletics, like it could be a completely different roster next season too.
I expect it to be in a completely different roster because yes. That's the way that college basketball yes. is nowadays. Television's Adam King, he had a chance to talk to Bruce and Coach Diebler after the game earlier today. You're going to hear some of that coming up next. It's the Buckeye Show on The Fan.
We're the girthiest radio station in the history of radio. Uncomfortably girthy. This promo is uncomfortable. The Fan, Ohio's girth destination.
Hello, it's Abbott in the Big Ten. 18 schools. One blood drive competition with a life-saving purpose. We give blood. This season, your one donation helps save up to 3 lives. And together, we saved over 200,000. But the need for blood never stops. So keep your sleeves rolled up. Keep giving blood. Keep saving lives. Visit big10.org/Abbott to donate.
Imagine yourself in a new Toyota, like the best-selling all-hybrid Toyota Camry. Now through March 31st, you can get 4.99 APR financing on any new 26 Camry. Or lease a new well-equipped Camry LE for just $269 a month for 36 months with $36.99 due at signing. With approved credit through TFS, tax, title, and license extra. Call 1-888-36-TOYOTA for details or go to toyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Come on over to Heartland. Join our family.
Now, where can you get a full suite of business banking services served up by well-trained, caring employees with unquestionable integrity? It's right here at Heartland. Relationships matter. I'm Scott McComb. Come over to Heartland, where banking really feels good.
Where banking feels good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Introducing Optimized IT, the managed services division of Modern Office Methods. With our cutting-edge managed IT services, we bring proven management strategies to the table to support your current IT team. That's not all. Our experienced team provides insight on how to maximize efficiency, helping you achieve your goals faster. Concerned about security? Our backup solutions help guarantee your data is protected around the clock, giving you peace of mind. Start at optimizedit.net for your free IT assessment. Stay ahead. Stay secure and stay optimized.
In the old
days when people lived to be 40. You only had one option for listening to your favorite show.
But now, ooh, baby, radio, podcast, the Fan app, and YouTube. Ooh, just to name a few, live or on demand.
You have no excuses. The Fan.
Paul Keels here, voice of the Ohio State Buckeyes. You have to check out the brand new AAA Buckeyes MVP membership. Get all the benefits of AAA, such as 24/7 roadside assistance, plus chances to win tickets to Buckeyes sporting events, access to exclusive MVP experiences, along with 10% off gear at the Ohio State Team Shop. Already a AAA member? Add the Buckeye MVP membership upgrade for free. Head to AAA.com/Buckeyes to join the squad and put your fandom in drive.
Hi, I'm Archie Griffin, two-time Heisman Trophy winner. The right coverage can be a game changer, both on and off the field. That's why Encova Insurance is prepared for what's next and protects what matters most to you. With independent insurance agents in your neighborhood and innovative insurance products that can be tailored to fit your unique needs, Encova Insurance is an easy win for your peace of mind. For auto, home, and business insurance, you want Encova on your team. Visit Encova.com today to find an agent near you.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We stay dry overnight into Friday morning across central Ohio. Overnight lows at 43. On Friday, around 68 for the high temperature. It's the first official day of spring, and we'll have a 20% chance of a rain shower or a thunderstorm during the day. On Saturday, a lot of sunshine, dry, and high temps at 65. Sunday, a near record high of 80. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
4 out of 5 dentists recommend this show. The other dentist is a Michigan fan. Yuck. You're listening to The Buckeye Show.
Thanks, everybody, for hanging out with us tonight. Always watch the show on YouTube. Just type in 97.1 The Fan. Hit the like and subscribe button. Episodes of Austin and Berm are on there as well. You know what I love about our fans here in Central Ohio, wherever they watch from? There's massive discourse going on in our YouTube chat about Ohio State versus Michigan in football. Like, Ohio State just went out of the NCAA tournament, and people are already yelling at each other about Ohio State versus Michigan come the Saturday after Thanksgiving this coming year. It's great. So shout out to everybody in the YouTube chat. Thanks for watching here this evening. Want to let you know that we here on the Buckeye Show, brought to you by our good friends over at CareSource. Here was Jake Diebler. He sat down with television's Adam King right after the game today, talking about reflecting on the season and also looking at the future of this program and where do they go following the loss today to TCU.
Today's for reflection. You know, tomorrow we'll start to turn the page, you know, but I want our guys to remember the love that was shared in the locker room today. I want our guys to, you know, remember the adversity we overcame to get to this point, and the dinners and the games and the practices and, you know, all the stuff that led into getting here. We'll reflect on that, but yeah, this is college basketball, so you got to move on quickly. But I'm really proud of the growth that guys made in this program this year individually, certainly as our program as a whole, but the growth guys made individually this year was really impressive. Credit to their work ethic, credit to our staff, and, you know, excited about what the future holds for us.
Listen, to Jake Diebler's point, we came into this game, Reimer, and I hate the term like playing with house money, because it never feels like it if and when you go crashing out of the NCAA tournament or any postseason play. I said earlier in the week, I think Ohio State this season is already a success given where they were at 3 weeks ago.
100%.
And then I parlayed that by saying, like, will it feel like that if and when they lose in the NCAA tournament? No, absolutely it won't, because, you know, we'll talk about strategies and everything, what went right, what went wrong. But I think you look back to just a few weeks ago, right? I mean, this team just getting smoked up at Carver Hawkeye Arena by Iowa. You go back and look at the discourse around this team and this program and Jake Diebler and what was being said and the amount of heat that was put on. What did they do? They turned around. They won 3 games to end the regular season. They beat Iowa in the Big Ten tournament to cement themselves as an NCAA tournament team. So I think going into the year, what were the expectations for this team? Certainly, you want to win the national championship. Every team does. Like, every program wants to do that.
Yep.
I need to have realistic conversations about, is that a possible thing? Sure it is, right? I mean, you can go out there and you can win one game. You got to win 6 games in the NCAA tournament, right? You got to win 6 games.
Anybody can do it.
Anybody can do it. You're right. Not a lot of teams do it, though. it is very difficult to accomplish. But I think from a 30,000 foot view, if you would have gone into the season saying, hey, you're making the NCAA tournament. And again, I'm not telling you not to be upset with the loss today, because I am too. I know it stings, and it's not fun to be dealing with that. But at the same time, it was a goal. It was the baseline goal that you needed to make the NCAA tournament. And then you get in and you see what happens. They accomplished that. And again, I don't want to talk about next year, because anything can happen in college basketball, especially with roster movement right now. But all in all, a fine season for Ohio State basketball, getting in for the first time in 4 years.
Yeah, like right there. It's the first time in 4 years that they've been to the NCAA tournament. Like, it's nice to see them back playing at this level and in meaningful games here at the late part of March. And I will talk about next season, because I will look at it as it builds a lot of momentum.
It does.
Into next season with the possibilities of who you can bring back and what you already have coming in with Anthony Thompson, mm-hmm. and what you're going to be able to bring into the portal. The classes that Jake Diepler has brought in from last year to this year, I still feel like we're significantly better. Like, you had guys that weren't experienced last year with Bradshaw and Sean Stewart and those guys. Micah Parrish, he was really nice. But
Micah Parsons also very good.
Yes, that's true.
Different sport.
I don't know where that came from, to be honest.
Yeah, come on, you're the basketball guy. Why are you in football mode?
I'm just rambling here. But it was a big step, and that was the step that Jake Diepler needed to take, was in that offseason last year, getting that experience with Christoph Tilley. I know Brandon Knoll was hurt for majority of the year, and you kind of got him here at the end of the season back into it. But
we'll never forget that 32 game on the road at Northwestern.
Oh my gosh, that was fantastic.
First Big Ten road game of the year.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a big moment. It was a nice, they were undefeated on the road for a certain stretch at the time. Like, that was,
yes, they were.
That was awesome. But I feel like now you have what you know what you did well in the portal. Now go and do and be better this offseason.
Yeah, and right, I mean, Jake Diepler's learning on the fly. He's a first-time head coach.
Absolutely.
I mean, there are growing pains that come along with being a first-time head coach, and you look from last season to this season, yeah, certainly, they did grow. You go with maybe inexperience versus star power against experience versus star power.
Hey, not everybody can be Hubert Davis and go to the national championship in their first year.
Right? No, nobody can do that. Not everyone's afforded the opportunity to coach the North Carolina Tar Heels in their first year as well. But yeah, I mean, listen, it's a growing process with Jake Diepler and this Ohio State team, right? I mean, it is. You go back to last year, all these one possession games, two possession games down the stretch. You didn't make the NCAA tournament. You made it this year, and we'll see what happens. You mentioned Anthony Thompson coming in. That'll be fun. Amari Bynum back for year two. And this is all under the understanding that those guys would return. I know that anything can happen in college basketball with roster construction. But yeah, there's a lot to look forward to. And again, it was a growing year. What about Bruce Thornton? He checked in with Adam King as well. What was he going through, or what was going through his mind kind of in the waning seconds of the game there?
We're just trying to win a game. Man. The first half was just hard coming from a deficit, 15 points against a good team like that around this time. Put us in the hole, but we fought. I told you this team gonna fight regardless. But it didn't go our way. And that's all right, man. Life sometimes, stuff don't go your way. But I'm just appreciating the teammates and coaching staff and Buckeye Nation just stick with me for 4 years. And I'm so appreciated for everything that happened in my life, man. And not the way I want to end it, but that's just how it is sometimes.
That's about as exactly of a Bruce Thornton answer as you're going to find. Calm, cool, collected, and wins, losses, setting records, and everything. Tough end for sure. What about Jake Diepler again with television's Adam King about the team's response in the second half, rebounding from 15 points down?
Yeah, that was, 20 minutes of kind of what we've been about all season. You know, playing together, playing tough, showing the fight necessary to win. We came up one play short there in the last 20 minutes. But, yeah, it was an emotional locker room. I asked these guys in June to embrace being a family and to embrace, being one of the hardest working or the most hardest working team in the country. And those two things our guys followed through on all season long. We overcame adversity all year, overcame the adversity of this game like this team has shown. We got a great group of guys on this team, and I want them to remember, this journey and just as much as, the outcome.
I'm sure that they will, right? I mean, you saw Amari Bynum and John Mobley Jr. You heard if you were listening to the postgame show about just being in the NCAA tournament and what it does mean for those guys. As far as Bruce Thornton, what does the future hold for him? Ron Stokes said it best. He's going to play at some level professionally. It all depends on what he wants to do. But I'm guessing that Jake Diebler has told him anytime he wants to return to Columbus, Ohio, he is more than welcome. Definitely. And has an open place back in the building over there.
Can we do something to where like he can like be honored in the rafters some way? Like, he's the all-time leading scorer now.
He's got to.
I know.
Something.
I know.
You got to do something for Bruce.
I mean, but there's a lot of guys that have come through here that make a case to at least have their jersey honored. Now, I'm not saying to have it retired, but just have it up there and to be honored, because, like, who knows if we're ever going to see a guy like Bruce Thornton ever again with what college athletics is becoming.
Ever is a long time. I'm not going to say ever.
Yeah.
But it's going to be a while. if it keeps going the way it is, Reimer, it's going to be a while before we see somebody like Bruce Thornton again in the scarlet and gray. Before we get out of here tonight, our fan poll sponsored by GT's Pizza and Pub. How will you be consuming today's Ohio State versus TCU game? Let's parlay that and going, how will you be consuming tomorrow's NCAA tournament? Yeah. Work, school, etc. Took the day off, box score watching or other. Work and also taking half the day off, because I'm not going to be in here until like 4 o'clock tomorrow. So I'll watch the first slate of games at home tomorrow, and then I will mosey my way in. You're in with Uncle Bo and the boys tomorrow.
I'm in here all day tomorrow. Reese is hosting, and he told me it's with Tim May. So Reese and Tim May tomorrow morning and then I'm producing for them, and then I'll be doing updates in the afternoon.
So. All right, so you'll be here all day.
Yeah.
Work.
Yeah, be working.
Any hot takes for tonight in the bracket? How's North Dakota State doing, by the way?
Oh, that's dead.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, I took a shot in the dark.
Hey, man, it's the NCAA tournament. Who cares? Doesn't matter. Michigan State is leading North Dakota State. They're in the under four media timeout, 83-61 in that game. Arkansas up big on Hawaii by 22 points with just under 2 minutes left in that game. Finals from earlier, Duke beat Siena. Nebraska, congratulations. First win in the NCAA tournament in their program's history.
They beat the brakes off Troy.
Yes, they did. High Point with a crazy come-from-behind win over Wisconsin. Vandy, no problem with McNeese. Louisville survives a late push from South Florida. And then, of course, TCU beats Ohio State. Who's winning tonight, Reimer? Any upset alerts tonight?
I mean, definitely Carolina without Caleb Wilson. they play VCU tonight, so that'll be very entertaining. But shout out also that High Point game. Chase Johnston had the eventual game winner. Yeah. It was his first 2-point basket of the season.
Good for him. What a way to make it, too. Game winning basket. Always appreciate everybody for hanging out with us tonight. Enjoy the rest of the tournament if you can. We'll be back tomorrow for a full 2-hour extravaganza. Jackets up next on The Fan.
The Buckeye Show is sponsored by CareSource. Proud to be your home for Ohio State Athletics. The Fan, Ohio Sports Destination.